Some news on the student loan forgiveness front. We talked with Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com, on Monday. Thought this might happen. An appeal to the Supreme Court filed by Wisconsin taxpayers. They're asking the Biden administration, or the Supreme Court, excuse me, to block the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. This goes to Amy Coney Barrett, who handles emergency matters from Wisconsin, and then it goes to the court, and they'll decide whether they want to take the case on the so-called shadow docket. So some uncertainty, Ray Kaplan, and I guess it's just, what do we do right now?
I know. It's really interesting, John. Thanks for having me on to chat about it. So I did check the Supreme Court shadow docket, and it does appear on the court's docket. So it is on there.
Okay.
And that means that they've got to hear it before October 23rd, which is when the Biden loan forgiveness is supposed to start being applied to borrowers' accounts.
Right.
So my guess is that it has to be heard. And I read over the brief, the motion for emergency injunctive relief, and it was very well done. And basically the argument is that, see, these other lawsuits have been failing because they've not been able to establish that they have standing to sue. Standing basically just means that you've actually been injured by something that the Biden administration has done. So it's difficult to go just on the fact that you're a federal taxpayer mm-hmm. and you disagree with this policy. But they made a pretty compelling case. And so we'll have to see, because if the injunction is granted, that means that nobody will get loan forgiveness until the loan works. It'll be sent back, remanded back to the lower courts to be dealt with.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of ways this could go, right? It could be tossed out. It's perfunctory. It could be accepted. And, you know, when you're in the shadow docket, not to get into the weeds too much, we can do that on Let's Get Legal. But in the shadow docket, often you don't even get to read decisions, right? It's just a one-page decision on what they decide to do. You don't have the transparency that you would have through the normal court process. But Ray Kaplan from financialrelief.com, by the way, her number, 312-294-8989. What should we be doing in the meantime? Should folks still be applying through the website?
I say absolutely. Just go right to studentaid.gov, and it's a very simple application. It's the first thing that pops up on the screen. You'll have to put your name, your social security number, your date of birth. They'll verify it. And just submit the application. It cannot hurt you. And so if it turns out that it is overturned, at least they'll still have the application. And then if it winds up being not overturned and the forgiveness goes through, then they'll have your application and they'll process it. But it's not going to hurt you, certainly, to go ahead and submit an application. And because I know there are a lot of people out there where the $10,000 or $20,000 in loan forgiveness, you know, really could be life-changing.
Yeah.
The argument, you know, politically, whether or not it's the right thing to do or whether or not it's the constitutional thing to do, those are two separate things. But just purely from a practical standpoint, yes, go ahead and apply for it, because it won't hurt
Why not?
You at all.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? You might as well do it. Don't forget to do it or anything along those lines. Now, if the Supreme Court or other courts decide that this isn't going to go forward, I know that'll fill people with disdain, but that's what you're there for too, Ray. Maybe a good reminder for people to call you, because they may qualify for debt relief in some of these other motions that have been passed by the Biden administration.
Yeah, that's actually very true, because there are so many paths to loan forgiveness. This loan forgiveness is kind of splashy in the headline, $10,000 or $20,000. We've been getting people's loans forgiven for $300,000 in one fell swoop. There are many other sections of the statute that we can apply, and everybody always thinks, oh, it probably doesn't apply to me. No, it does apply to you. If you are a federal student loan borrower, the statute applies to you. And in many instances, we can either get your loans forgiven or greatly reduced.
Financialrelief.com. That's where you can find Ray's information. Ray Kaplan reached at 312-294-8989, stealing from John Williams, the Chicago zip code 312-294. That's the tri-state Ditka Ditka. I love that. Ray, thanks for joining us, okay?
Thanks, John. Anytime.